Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Can anyone claim with a straight face that the media is not biased against Donald Trump? Now, they might argue whether they're right or wrong to do that, but I don't think anybody with any kind of sense at all can pretend that the media in general, the mainstream media, dislikes Donald Trump. I think that is quite clear. And you can claim that, well, it's because he's a racist or because he's a dictator or any of that stuff. But it's pretty obvious to me that they dislike the man. They don't hide it. They don't pretend anymore. And so we're dealing with a very different media apparatus today than we were 10 years ago. So now, having in mind the fact that the media dislike Donald Trump, whether their reasons are right or wrong, you have to take the things that they say into question, especially the words that they use. You know, they used to pretend that there's no such thing as voter fraud, right? They'd say, well, there's a potential for fraud, but there's no fraud. Then when it's shown that fraud occurs, they say, well, there's no widespread voter fraud. Well, now we've shown widespread voter fraud. Now they say that, well, there's no intent to commit widespread voter fraud. I mean, there may be widespread voter fraud, but nobody is doing it on purpose. It just happens. You know, people forget to upload tallies. They misplace USB drives. You know, they accidentally wipe out or lose you know, cases of ballots. They pull out suitcases of ballots from underneath tables, but that's normal stuff. I mean, there's no widespread intentional voter fraud. Sure. Sure. Just keep moving the goalposts verbally until you get to the point of, well, you know, Donald Trump, they tried to defraud Donald Trump out of the election, but of course they did. He's a terrible person, right? That's what they'll get to eventually. Oh, we shouldn't go hard on those people who were, you know, conducting the election fraudulently because they were doing it for a good cause. Man, get the hell out of here. And if you watch that video of them pulling those suitcases, as Rudy Giuliani called them. Now, you know, they did a fact check, right? And they said, those aren't suitcases. Those are actual, you know, official ballot boxes. Well, I mean, maybe he just used the word colloquially. But the point is that everybody got sent home. Oh, and you know, the fact checkers can't agree on that, right? Some of the fact checkers say everybody was sent home, but, you know, nothing fraudulent happened. It was conducted normally. That was just their shift. That was just their time to go home. They said a water pipe had burst, and then they said, well, you know, it didn't burst, but it's still there's no fraud happening. The people went home because they were tired, right? Everybody just went home all at once. So they'll say something like, well, they weren't sent home. It was just their shift was up. They just went home. Yeah, I'm sure every volunteer poll watcher, I'm sure every single person in that building just went home except for the people who felt like running the ballots through the machine over and over again and that pull out the suitcases from underneath the tables that weren't, you know, taken out all day long. Okay, whatever. Now, Rudy Giuliani called those things suitcases, and then they got another fact check, and they said, well, those aren't suitcases. Those are actually official ballot boxes. It doesn't matter what you call them. They were pulled out in the dead of night. You know, I heard another radio commentator, famous one, a national one. He comes out and he's talking about how they pull these ballots out from under the table, these suitcases of ballots. And then on air, he reads a fact check that says those weren't suitcases. Those were official Georgia ballot holders. And then he gets all deflated. I mean, he tried to keep up appearances, saying, oh, well, I guess that means that we shouldn't check anything. he said that sarcastically. But you could tell that he kind of lost momentum, right? I don't know why people give any credence to these fact checks. I don't care if you call them suitcases, official ballot holders, crates, plastic containers, or garbage bags. They pulled them out from under the table after everybody was gone and started counting them without any oversight. And that's what actually happened. You can do 1,000 fact checks. You can say whatever you want. But on video, you can clearly see what actually occurred. So what these people are doing aren't fact checks. They're opinions. But people act as if they're truer than any normal newspaper article. They're exactly the same. They're the same. They're written by the same people. The same people who write those phony articles do the phony fact checks. They lie to you about what's happening, and then they run a fact check on people that call out their lie. I'm not kidding. This has happened multiple times. The news will run a story, and then that story will turn out to be false. Somebody cites that story, and then they call the person who cited their own story. They say that they're lying, but they're citing your story. They'll also do other things, like, for instance, something will occur, and then they'll ask the person, okay, like Hillary Clinton, remember she was sick. Even she now admits that she was sick back in 2016, right? So they'll say to Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, are you sick? And she'll go, no, I'm not, because she wants to hide the fact, because she's running to be president. She wants to hide the fact that she's sick. She goes, no, I'm fine. And then somebody will say, Hillary Clinton is sick. We saw her fall down in a van, and they'll go, well, she's not sick because we asked her and she said she's not sick. So now if you claim Hillary Clinton is sick, they'll say that you're lying because they asked Hillary Clinton and she said no. But why would you believe Hillary Clinton? She's the one who's running. She's the one who stands to benefit from lying. So you can't do that. Now, look, sometimes I can understand if you ask somebody a question and they, you know, they attribute something to themselves, that you would take it on fact, right? So, for instance, if you said to somebody, hey, I got a quote here. Did you say this? I could see somebody, you know, going, yeah, I said that. And then you believe it because they would probably remember if they said it. I get that. But when you have something that would run against you so negatively, like an election, and then they see that you fall down and and you say that you're not sick, wouldn't that cause you a little, wouldn't that raise a question in your mind that maybe that person is not telling the truth? Another game that they do is they'll split hairs, right? They do these verbal games. Like, for instance, they told the people to go home, right? They said that we're done counting for tonight. You might as well go home. And they'll say, well, we didn't tell them to leave. We told them to go home, right? We never said the words leave. We just said go home. We just said there's no more work to do, but we didn't say you have to leave. We never told them they have to leave. And now somebody says that the people were told to leave, they'll fact check that and they'll go, no, that's not true. But it's the same thing. So they're splitting hairs, right? So Rudy Giuliani calls them suitcases. All right, so they're not an actual suitcase that you buy at a department store or something, but, you know, he used the word suitcase. But you know what he means. They're boxes filled with ballots that were out of view and that are counted without anybody around to check. And it's on video. Who are you going to believe? The fact checkers or your lying eyes? I remember when the Pizzagate thing came out and I looked at a fact checking site. I think it was Snopes. And they were like, yeah, we did a fact check. This article from throwing out a name this article in The Washington Post said it didn't happen. So then I read the article in The Washington Post. They ask the guy who's accused whether or not it's true. Of course he's going to say no. What? And then everyone cites Snopes. What kind of fact check is that? It's a fact check circle jerk. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. And people accept it as reality. You got to get through your heads that the people who work at these papers, it's not like it used to be where they had training and I don't know if honor is the right word, but where they were taught that it was wrong to be biased. The people nowadays are like kids, right? They're like interns and stuff that got permanent positions or something. They think that they are the moral arbiters. They think that they're the guardians of truth, and they only filter to us what they think is going to get us to make the, in their opinion, right decision. The garbage that they feed us and call news is just dressed up opinion in a way to get us to act the way that they want us to act. But I'm sorry, the election day videos, you watch it. They tell the poll workers to go home. They set it on video. And even though they deleted them, there's plenty of copies. You can still find it. And the video of the actual security video of the place shows everybody going home when they're told to go home. It's at the same time. It's pretty flippin' obvious. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I don't care what a fact check says. You just watch it for yourself. But you know what's great is that these people are still running things as if it was before the internet, right? They don't seem to realize that even with the suppression that Google and Facebook and YouTube and all these places are doing, you're still able to find this stuff, right? Yeah, you got to look harder than you had to in 2015, but it's still there. And that's why they want to regulate the internet so badly. They can't wait to get their grubby little hands over this fire hose of information, right? They want to put a kink in it. They want to make it so that you can't get to it. And that's why they ban all these people, so that you don't have access to the info. And that's why they use this language. They say things like, oh, the internet is the biggest threat to our democracy. Because if they call it a threat and they say that they're protecting you, if they say they're protecting the children, then they can have carte blanche to do whatever they want. And what they want to do is stay in power. The people writing the newspaper articles, and the internet articles, they want to keep their jobs. The people who are the politicians who are taking advantage of the money that's coming to them, they want to stay in power, right? So, you know, these guys don't care if Trump gets elected or doesn't get elected. They just want to be able to keep their position. And if it's easier, if they feel like they're going against the tide in supporting Trump, and astonishingly, in not securing the election, they don't care as long as they're all right. And, you know, everybody acts in their own self-interest. That's not unique to politicians, even though we make it seem like it is. Everyone's just doing the best they can for themselves and for the family. And I understand that, but you have to understand that this is the reason why a lot of them are not fighting for what's right. And so you have to put pressure on them and make it where they are more afraid of you than you are of them. And right now, I don't think they're that afraid of people. I don't think they are, because we roll over so easily. Oh, it's a fact check? Okay, well, I guess my argument doesn't mean anything then. Oh, you want to shut everything down because there's only a 99-point-some-odd% chance of survival? Okay. I have to show an ID at a bar, but if I have to show one to vote, then it's racist? Oh, okay, I don't want to be racist. But there is one man who apparently is not afraid of what you call him, who is not scared, apparently, of anything, and that is Donald Trump, who has now come out. Here's a tweet. This is, 4 hours ago. I will easily and quickly win Georgia if Governor Brian Kemp of the Secretary of, or the Secretary of State permit a simple signature verification. Has not been done and will show large-scale discrepancies. Why are these two, and then he puts in quotes, Republicans saying no? If we win Georgia, everything else falls in place. Like I said, they just care about staying in power. They don't care if Donald Trump wins or if they don't win. But if you can make them think that they won't have power, then they'll do whatever the people want. There is going to be a rally in Georgia at 7 p.m. tonight. And I have a feeling the turnout there is going to be pretty huge. Here's an article, and it says that 58% of Georgians want Governor Kemp to call a special session of the legislature to audit ballot signatures. So it seems that the tide is turning. But let me give you a reason why Kemp may not give in. You know, isn't it kind of funny? Because Kemp seemed like a staunch ally of Donald Trump. In fact, if I remember in his race, he was kind of competing to show that he was the most Trumpish governor that we could possibly get there in Georgia. Why has he changed his mind? Well, two things. One is that it looked like he has paid for the Dominion system. So if the Dominion system turns out to be bad, he'll look like, you know, he'll have some egg on his face, right? That's the number one thing. The number two reason is delving a bit into conspiracy, and this might make the hair on the back of your neck stand up on end. Get this. This is a tweet from Brian Kemp, and this is a statement from the Kemp family on the passing of Harrison Diehl. Today we lost a member of our Kemp Strong family, and words cannot express how much Harrison Diehl's life, love, and support meant to us. Harrison was the Kemp son and brother that we never had. So from what I've been able to gather, this person whose name is Harrison Diehl, his last name is Diehl. So what's the deal? That's his name. Was his name Harrison Diehl? Has died in a car accident. Now, he was dating Brian Kemp's daughter, from my understanding. He's dating Brian Kemp's daughter, and he was also a staffer for Kelly Loeffler, who is a running for Senate. Now, here's where it's kind of strange. I don't know if this is true. I've not confirmed this. I told you this is starting to drift into conspiracy. But it says here that the car There was an accident and the car exploded, and the engine block was thrown something like 50 to 60 yards away. Now, I don't know how fast you got to drive to make that happen, but if that's true, that sounds really, really weird. I've seen multiple tweets of people saying that they've heard explosions, and one said they saw it. And that was under a police department heading saying, referencing the accident. And they said that they heard the explosion. And again, I don't know if this is true. I mean, the man is dead, but you know, the way he died, I'm not quite sure. So take this with a grain of salt, and I'm sure the story is developing. This just happened yesterday. So after you hear this broadcast, you can probably go and look things up for yourself. If you're interested, get some more info. But the only other incident I saw of a engine block being thrown that far was in the case of a war correspondent named Michael Hastings, killed in a car crash, 2013, 33 years old. He had a lot of criticism for the Obama administration and is credited for ending McChrystal's military career and earned a George Polk Award in 2010. The man was 33 years old. You know, a lot of these generals are war hawks. Donald Trump himself said that a lot of the generals hate him. And who knows? These Republicans seem to have turned on Trump rather suddenly. And maybe these Republicans are wanting to, you know, preserve democracy. And they think that if you recount a vote, it'll create doubt in the democratic system. And especially, you know, if it turns out that the vote was wrong. And so they want to stop having any kind of legitimate recount. I shouldn't say recount because I don't want to get fact checked, right? There was a recount. But you got to check the signatures. Now, I did see a fact check that said that they actually did check the signatures, that in fact it's required by law that they check the signatures. But I don't know if that is true, because many times I have believed something and then later on I read contradictory information. And once or twice on the show, even, I remember once I said that Donald Trump called the coronavirus a hoax, and he didn't do that. He did not directly say the coronavirus is a hoax. He called the Democrats' response to it a hoax. But they kept pretending that he said that the coronavirus was a hoax, and I had reported that, and I corrected it the next week, but still, you know, that you can't always trust any of this stuff that you hear from the media. You've got to go and you've got to look it up yourself. So I guess that's the theme for the show today. Oh, one more thing before I go off air, which is that Zelda Gilroy from the Dobie Gillis Show, she is actually, I think she was a senator for a little bit, but she's in politics, and her name is Sheila Kuhl. And she was caught dining at a restaurant that hours earlier had voted to ban. because of COVID restrictions. So another case of do as I say, not as I do. And she said, well, she loved the restaurant and wanted to support it. Well, just because you make it, if you actually believe that it's hurtful to health to eat at the restaurant because of COVID, why would you eat there? Whether you want to support the restaurant or not, if you really want to support it, let them stay open. So really disappoint Zelda. Zelda. Anyway, guys, that's it for today. We'll do this again next week. Thanks for listening. This is the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm the Ed Man. You can email me, edman@email.com. And we'll do it again next week. Have a good one, everybody. See ya. The many loves of Dobie.